Today's Transmissions podcast is brought to you by 80stees.com. 80stees.com has an incredible selection of Transformers shirts and hoodies, including some amazing Transformers costume hoodies. Transform into Grimlock, Megatron, or even Optimus Prime with the 80stees.com costume hoodies.
This episode of Transmissions is also brought to you with support from our listeners. If you are able to donate and can help us make Transmissions as good as it can be, please visit our Patreon page at bit.ly/helptrns. That's bit.ly/helptrns. If you can't donate, please help by spreading the word about our show. Every little bit helps.
All right, so first item in comics is actually
What the fuck?
Dropped a screwdriver.
Sorry.
Outtake.
Charles, are you sick?
A little bit.
Okay. You need to get past that.
I'm trying.
We got to be professional.
Walk it off.
That's right.
I'm gonna be editing out as many of these coughs as I can.
Right.
And I think that will do it for this episode of Transmissions. And I will cough up a lung. And
you gotta quit smoking, dude.
I just love my nicotine.
Smoking the ganja.
No.
That extracurricular
schmaking. Hello, all sentient beings, and welcome to the Transmissions Podcast, where we talk about all news, toys, and comic books related to the
Transformers!
On this magical episode of Transmissions, Yoshi struggles with what is now two companies creating reflector action figures in toys. Charles discusses the bio being used on Masterpiece 23 Star Saber during our comics segment. And Daryl totally dominates trips to the store in a very unusual way. So crack open your Kinder Eggs and assemble those Transformers movie toys. We're about to start Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that just spotted Devastator hanging out with Bigfoot at Loch Ness. I'm your host, Charles, a.k.a. Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team. Yusuf, better known as Yoshi.
Yo!
And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
Hey, everybody, how's it going? Let's talk Transformers.
Charles?
Yes?
Before you start the segment and everything, we've blown away like an hour of us just fucking around because we can't get our shit together. and due to the high demands I get on Twitter, I have a couple of questions for you, okay?
Okay. You get questions about me on Twitter.
This is just for Charles, okay, Daryl? So just sit back and enjoy the anarchy because I'll get you next time.
Oh, perfect. Okay, good.
Autobot or Decepticon?
Autobot?
Okay, who's your favorite Autobot?
The main man, Optimus Prime.
Okay. Transformers movie 1, 2, 3, or 4?
1, reluctantly.
Okay. Now, this next question, I don't want you to take offense. Just go with your gut. Shia LaBeouf, Mark Wahlberg, Megan Fox, Rosie Huntington-Wheatley, or Nicole Peltz?
Mark Wahlberg.
Good man. More Than Meets the Eye or Robots in Disguise?
More Than Meets the Eye, all the way.
Third-party toys, yes or no?
Yes.
Cats or dogs, Charles?
Neither.
Oh, my God. Okay, hamster. coffee or tea, sir?
Tea.
What kind of tea?
Iced tea.
Chicken or steak?
Steak.
Pepsi or Coke?
Coke.
Burger King or McDonald's?
Burger King.
History or science?
Science.
Xbox or PlayStation?
PlayStation.
Call of Duty or Battlefield?
Neither.
What's your game of choice?
RPGs.
Okay. PC or Macintosh?
Mac.
Good man. iPhone or Android?
Android.
And what app can you not live without?
Twitter.
Marvel Comics or DC Comics?
Marvel.
And who's your favorite Marvel character?
Spidey. Spider-Man.
Stallone or Schwarzenegger?
Schwarzenegger.
Okay. Ryan Reynolds, Ryan Gosling, Scarlett Johansson, or Angelina Jolie?
ScarJo. Scarlett Johansson.
Okay. Twilight or Hunger Games?
Hunger Games.
Really? Pixar or DreamWorks?
Pixar.
Okay. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Good boy. Simpsons or Family Guy?
Simpsons. Classic Simpsons. Seasons 1 to 8.
Right. Walking Dead or Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones.
Okay. The NFL?
Yes.
Okay. Porsche, Ferrari, Lamborghini?
Lamborghini.
Blonde, brunette, or redhead?
Brunette.
All right. Thank you for answering our rapid-fire questions. You may now continue on with the regular broadcast.
All right. That was a nice little ambush, Yoshi.
I like to catch people off their guards.
We'll have to return the favor. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, as you may have noticed, Jeremy is not with us this time. He is still, grieving for the loss of his dad. So please continue to keep him in your thoughts and prayers. And we hope, he can just come to terms with that. And we'll be seeing him soon and, when he comes back. So we're all here for you, Jeremy. So
yeah,
we love you.
A little bit more than we're supposed to.
All right, so let's move on with toys. Daryl.
Wait. Yoshi. No, fuck that. I don't give a shit what you like.
No, most people don't.
All right, we got some toys to talk about this week. So, X-Transbots, they teased a little while ago that they were going to continue with their like microbots or minibots series. Mini, or Master Mini series is really what they were calling it. And they sent out pictures of, like, I'm going to say they're CAD images, but they're 3D CAD, so they look like, 3D renders, basically. And they're going to do Beachcomber. And he was definitely one of my favorite mini bots growing up. I loved Beachcomber. And he doesn't look too bad, actually. He looks really good. I'm looking at the CAD here. I would like to think that he's going to have rubber tires. I highly doubt it, though. The mini bot, though, if you go back to the G1 original, he was one of the only ones that actually did have rubber tires for those little figures. But if you take a look at this guy, he in the CAD images here, he's very detailed. Like, extremely detailed for a mini bot kind of thing. He's going to be probably around the size of Masterpiece, Bumblebee. So, bigger, but not super big. And, yeah. But the amount of detail that they've put on the tires themselves means, that they're more than likely going to be plastic. What do you guys think of this thing?
He looks cool. I mean, the robot mode definitely looks like G1 Beachcomber. The dune buggy mode, it's kind of funny, even though he's supposed to be like a warrior, I don't imagine him having like a machine gun in the driver's seat, but it looks cool.
Was he, there's a color render here, I can't remember, was he actually blue?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh. The detail is amazing and I love it and it makes me like this figure. There seems to be something with the face. Maybe it's the lips that are bothering me. And
Maybe I'm just trying to find something to hate on it, but like even the back kibble of the engine bugs me a little bit.
Yeah, I can see the back kibble, but I mean that face is like that's straight out of the cartoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty perfect. I mean, it looks perfect to me.
Yeah. No, I mean, I guess I mean like there's one image where it's just straight on, and it's like I can't tell if like the head just seems like it's too big for the body or something. It's just or the lips or.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying, but I can recall the cartoon of Beachcomber, and that face, that head sculpt that's dead on. That looks really good. I can see what you're saying though about the back kibble. It does basically look like a bit of a clusterfuck in there with all the mess of bits and pieces.
I could see past it if they just throw on some fucking rubber tires.
Well, I don't know if that's gonna happen. But,
right.
Yeah, I think it looks great. There's no word on what this price thing of this is going to be, but I think it looks really good, and I like the idea of them reimagining the mini bots. So looks good. Can't wait to see more of these. Moving on, I have the test shot images from Shapeshift Inc. So these guys were the ones doing the Fall of Cybertron, Ironhide, and Starscream, but Legion Legends class or Legion class, whatever you want to call them. They were tiny, but so they're basically supposed to be in scale with Generations Metroplex. So really small figures to go with your really humongous guy. And these test shots look really good. They're done in metallic paint, so they look really shiny. The Starscream, it looks identical to the deluxe class that we got a couple years back. And, it looks really good. I actually liked that Fall of Cybertron Starscream that we got. It was a decent toy. The Ironhide, I'm looking at it. It doesn't look too bad. The robot mode definitely is the winner for the Ironhide, I think, but the alt mode, it just looks like a bit of a brick with wheels on it. But yeah, I think definitely the Ironhide robot mode is the best for that one. Do you guys have an opinion on these?
Yeah, I think I agree with you, Daryl, about Ironhide, and the robot mode looks okay, but that vehicle mode is rough. Mm-hmm. The Starscream looks good, though. Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that looks cool. You know, it's a little Legends class figure. Although, mm-hmm. I mean, I already have the Hasbro one. I mean, that's in the form of just a regular jet, not a Cybertronian jet. But
right,
I think I don't know. I don't see myself collecting these guys, I guess.
Yeah, you've got. I think they're meant for people who are really into the scaling of Metroplex, so they're completing the Legends waves that are coming out, and they're really going all full bore into getting anything that'll go with Metroplex.
Right.
Yeah. So they look great, and I'm really interested to see what the final price for these things are, but I believe they're going to be sold as a set, from what I understand. But yeah, they look great, Yoshi.
I echo you completely. I think for the size that they are, they're incredibly detailed. I think the metallic paint adds a level of detail that they wouldn't get otherwise. Mm-hmm. Again, it's not something I'm going to get, but I am impressed with what I'm looking at here. And I don't think I have anything negative to say about them.
Cool. That's high praise from you.
Yeah.
and last thing from me, this came out today. And I was at work when I got the email from BBTS for the pre-order announcement, because we all get pre-order announcements from BBTS. If you've ordered a single thing from them, they send you about 40 emails a week. Toy World has revealed the Gestalt parts 4, 5, and 6 for their Throttlebot combiner. Previously, parts 1, 2, and 3 were released separately, like, one at a time. And it looks like these are, 4, 5, and 6 will be released, you know, separately, but they just kind of dumped it on us here. As in, you know, look at, we finished the thing, here they are, and, you know, they're ready to go. So if you're finishing your, you know, Throttlebot combiner, then, you know, whammo, you're done. But, so they've dropped on us, essentially the Toy World version of G1 Freeway, G1 Goldbug, and G1 Wide Load. And, it's really quite good. They all look really nice. But the best part about this entire, you know, image drop is, the pictures of the combined mode of their, of the Toy World combiner here. And, obviously you see the previous two or three, members. You see Grindrod and, Aurora and Trace, in here. But then you see the rest of them all in the giant combiner. And this guy really isn't based on anything. I mean, if you want to draw a comparison, he's probably more based on the GoBot combiner than anything else. I found it kind of interesting as one of the pictures shows him from the back, and Goldbug is simply just a backpack. It's like he's, you know, we've got a sixth guy here, we've got to fit him in somewhere. All right, well, throw him in on the back. That's fine. So I found that kind of interesting. And one of the parts that they have for the, that come with the Wide Load figure is actually the head. It's, you know, it's just the head of the combiner attached on a piece that would be like a parts forming kind of thing. So it's not like the combiner head is tucked into Wide Load anywhere. It's an actual part that you have to combine when you're building your combiner. It's very G1 in that sense, that you have all these extra bits of kibble that you have to, you know, mess around with and could quite possibly, you know, lose or break. But I think in the combined mode it looks really good. And it's interesting to see what their individual modes are. I mean, we've got pictures of them all here. I think Goldbud looks fantastic. And it appears as though he comes with the feet that Aurora and Grindrod will use. And then, like I said, Wide Load is going to come with the fists, the crotch plate, the head, and the gun. And the Freeway doesn't look like he comes with anything, actually. He's just by himself, so that'll be the last of them. But we do have pre-order information as well. And BBTS currently has the number 4, which would be, let's see here, that's going to be Freeway. They have him up for $59.99. And then Goldbug, they have up for $84.99. That's probably the price jump is due to the fact that he comes with those extra bits. And then the 6th part is the Wide Load figure. And he is pre-ordered at $94.99. And he's obviously a bigger figure, and he comes with a lot of extra stuff too. It's also important to note that the figures are based on real cars still, as they've been before. I'm just looking here at the Freeway figure, and it appears that he is, I want to say, a Maserati. I'm not entirely sure. I'd have to get a better look at it. Goldbug, I'm not sure. He looks like a Porsche. I don't know. I'd have to show these pictures to my friend who's a car guy. And Wide Load, I mean, he looks like a Humvee of some sort. But yeah, they're definitely not the same type of vehicles that they were in G1. They're definitely real world vehicles, which is, I think, is very cool. What do you guys think of this figure dump from Toy World?
They definitely look cool. I mean, when we saw the unpainted images, I wasn't too interested in them. But with these painted images, they really look like a good homage to the Throttlebots.
Mm-hmm.
And Wide Load was a dump truck, and making him a Humvee, I guess, puts him more in scale with the other figures.
Yeah.
So, Looks good. You bought the first ones, didn't you?
Yeah, I have Grindrod and I have Aurora. And I've been toying with getting Trace. Just haven't found him for a good price. So to know that the rest of them are now coming out is... because there was always that question that Toy World may fold as a company or, you know, not complete this guy. And I, you know, I'd hate to get like four or five figures in and they say, oh, well, we're done and, you know, we're not going to finish them. Right. But, you know, because that would be horrendous. you'd always be searching for that, like, that, you know, that one prototype that would finish them off. But, yeah, so this looks like it's ready to go and, you know, it makes me happy. I'm pretty sure that I'm probably gonna put down some pre-orders for this thing now.
Mm-hmm. So, the ones you have, Grindrod, is that Roll Bar, the green Jeep?
That's right. And then Aurora is the white one. It's Searchlight.
Okay. And so the red one is Chase, right? That's
right. They call him Trace. Yeah. Nice. It's a stretch. It's a stretch on the name, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yoshi, these doing anything for you?
This really does add a whole new meaning to Combiner Wars, doesn't it? and that's immediately what I thought when Daryl said that, you know, they just dumped the rest of these images on us. It's like somebody over there just went into overtime to get everything finished to go up against what Hasbro is trying to put out.
I wouldn't even think Toy World even considers Hasbro, because Hasbro is just, and even Takara at the, you know, because Toy World's a Japanese company, right? So they would be in competition, if you want to even consider it, competition with Takara. And Takara is a juggernaut over there where Toy World's just a, by comparison, would be more of a mom and pop shop. So it's, you know, they do their thing and they just, you know, I don't think they would even consider having Combiner Wars be a thing. But, yeah.
I guess if I have any criticism, it's just kind of a general one that I think everybody has. It would be nice if all of the extra parts this thing shipped with was actually part of the individual bots and didn't have to be applied. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But what are you going to do? It's a wish. It's a dream. It's not happening. So.
Yeah. Well, that's all I got this week.
All right. Yoshi, we'll move on to you.
Yes. And Daryl gave me, starting with the first one on my list here, as it loads, KFC Toys has revealed their own version of Reflector. And we're looking at
Do you need a moment, Yoshi?
You know what? I need Daryl to tell me which one to buy, because that's that. This is a total shut up and take my money scenario between two companies. I'm looking at what appears to be a computer render of one of the bots, and you know, it doesn't look bad. It's all the G1 colors. It looks fairly detailed, and time will tell if it actually takes photos, I guess. but Daryl, this is the second one. It seems like, you know, I bitched about wanting a masterpiece reflector and now I've got two to choose from.
You do. You're going to have to buy both.
No, there could be only one.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what they both come out to look at. The two images we've got here from KFC are definitely teaser images. So they're just going to let you know that, you know, hey, we're working on this too, kind of thing. But it would be interesting. I doubt that either one of them are going to actually take pictures. It's going to be neat. Historically, Fans Toys have made superior products, and you pay for that because their price tags are generally higher, but their figures are vastly superior to most of the stuff coming out. But it'll be interesting to see what KFC does, because one of the more recent figures they've done was the Citizen Stack, and that's a very good figure. So I'm interested to see what this looks like, for sure.
Me too, anxiously. anxiously. I've wanted this one for a while now. What, 3 or 4 weeks?
Yeah.
We need to have that. Charles, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult because you have to wonder, should I wait until we see more of this one, or should I jump on the pre-order of the Fans Toys one? Because the Fans Toys one, at least you've seen physical prototypes of those. And here, all you have is a render to go on, so it's a difficult decision, unless you're just rich and you can just put your pre-order down for both.
Well, the thing with pre-orders, at least if you're going with BBTS, is you can cancel them at any time, right?
That's true.
I myself did put down pre-orders for both the pre-order for the Perceptor and for the reflector from BBTS, just because they actually had an early bird special on. So I was like, look, if I decide to get it, I've saved 10 or 20 bucks combined. So,
right.
Yeah. But, you know, if I decide, you know what, it's not the right time, then I have saved that money plus I don't have to worry about the 10 bucks because I didn't get it anyway. So.
All right. Next on the list, I have to thank you, Daryl, because this is a sexy looking bot. Toy World is going to release by the end of the month, it looks like, their Devil Star, which is their masterpiece-esque Astro Train figure. Mm-hmm. And this thing screams sex appeal. I don't care if you're a guy, a girl, or a bot. This thing is gorgeous looking.
Yeah, I agree. This is for me right now. This is the biggest toss up in what to get. Cause there's the one from Toy World, this one, Devil Star. And then there's the Chigurh from DX9. Mm-hmm. And both of them look really good, but both of them have really different, aspects to them. One, the Toy World one here, looks like the toy, looks like the G1 toy, and there's nothing wrong with that. It looks fantastic. But the Chigurh from DX9 is based on the animation model, and you know, it's completely different. I believe it's a bigger figure as well. So, you know, what do you want in an Astro Train, right? That's the internal dialogue you have to have with yourself. And you're looking at both of them right now, and I mean, I'm looking at Devil Star here with you guys, and I'm looking at the train mode. That looks amazing. Like, really, really good. The spaceship mode, phenomenal. Like, really, really good. You wouldn't even tell that there's a train in there. And then, obviously, you look at the robot mode, and again, fantastic. The only issue I have with the robot mode, the legs look kind of fucked up. So, but yeah, he looks fantastic. Like, he looks really good.
To answer your question on what I want in an Astro Train.
Yeah.
I want something, and I think Charles can relate. I want something that can carry my Autobirds and Decepticons. Charles?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still waiting to see Astro Train show up in robot mode in Angry Birds Transformers. He hasn't made an appearance yet, but this figure looks good. I mean, I am partial to the animation model for the robot mode, but the train and the shuttle mode just look so great on this figure. And I like on the head, are those two different heads, or is it just the visor on the head that you can take on and off?
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
I think it's on, like, picture. If you look at picture 9. Yeah,
I'm looking at it now. That's a good question.
It sure does look like a removable visor.
Yeah.
Good call. I also noticed on the side of the train, Daryl, that there appears to be an actual metal bar.
Along the wheels?
No. Above the wheels.
Yeah.
The fuselage, just before it stops curving, there's like a metal bar going diagonal.
Is it white?
Silver.
Okay.
Looks silver to me.
Okay. Okay, could be. What do you think it is? What do you think it does?
That's what I'm saying, because I can't see it in any other mode but the train mode.
Okay.
I think that's the hinge for the The train folds up to turn into the space shuttle.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Because if you look at the bottom side of the shuttle mode, you see most of the train wheels. Mm-hmm. So I believe that is one of the hinges that becomes the wings.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the detail on this train mode. I think it's fantastic. It looks really, really fucking good. Yeah. Yeah. Really good.
All right. And last on my list, I've got Ultimetal's Ultra Magnus. So we got a picture of this fucking gnarly Ultra Magnus taken at a trade show here recently. He looks good. He looks a lot like, Masterpiece Optimus Prime to me, just white and gray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you, I don't know if you remember from last year, we looked at the Ultimetal Optimus Prime, and this was like a non-transforming figure, but you could take all the metal armor off and see the inner workings.
This was the one that was Optimus Prime. $700 or $800.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
It's only money, Daryl. Yeah.
So it looks like this is a remold of that as Ultra Magnus, all in white and blue. But it also looks like, I guess, in the background, they have a picture of Ultra Magnus in his armor. So is there going to be another set of armor that comes on top of this, the Prime Cab mode?
See, that would be awesome.
As you can see, like, in that second picture, you can see, like, they've kind of photoshopped half of the Prime with then half of the Magnus armor on top of it.
Mm-hmm. So that would be cool. Because if it's just this, I know that Ultra Magnus has been either a white Optimus Prime or has been the armored up Ultra Magnus that we all know and love. And the armored up Ultra Magnus has been the Magnus that I personally like. This white Optimus Prime is just lazy. So I honestly don't like the white Ultra Magnus. I know that it has a place in the fiction and in the fandom, but personally, just personal preference, I don't like it. Now, if what we kind of speculate is true, that there is actually a Magnus armor that goes on top of all of this, that's fucking cool. Like, that's really cool. And that would change everything. Not to the point that I would shell out some crazy amount of money for this thing, but it would be really cool.
Yeah, I mean, you've already got Masterpiece Ultra Magnus, so...
Exactly.
I don't know if you need this one. But yeah, I mean, I guess this is for something that people who really like to have a display piece, because it doesn't transform either, so it's only just for, like... It's kind of like having, like, the visible robot or something like that. Like, did you guys have that when you were kids, a visible man, which you could see all the inner workings of the body inside of it?
Yes.
So
had a skeleton.
Yeah.
Glow in the dark. Had a glow in the dark skeleton. Got it from a museum.
It's filling in so many holes, Daryl. God. So that this doesn't get any awkward-er. Charles, what toys do you have to talk about this week?
All right, so I have a couple of things. I have been, before I get into it, my beat has been Combiner Wars for the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But before I get into that, I want to get into some honest-to-goodness official Transformers.
Yeah.
That are also known as GoBots.
Shut your mouth. This is not happening. No. Why are they? No. Stop.
So it looks like some third party people have been making GoBot. Like, I think most recently we saw a third party company do a version of Psykill, the evil motorcycle. But now it looks like we're getting some official Masterpiece type GoBots, but they're coming from Japan. I guess in Japan they were called Gokin Machine Robo. So that is the toy line in Japan, and it looks like it's being done by Namco Bandai.
They must want to go out of business.
And so you get they have six GoBots, three of the good guys and three of the bad guys. And
do they combine?
They do not combine.
Waste. What a fucking waste. We're wasting our time on this. If you guys have a problem with us talking about GoBots, please email Daryl at transmissionspodcast.com.
Well, you know, Hasbro in the West does own the rights to the GoBot line at this point. I guess what I think in the 80s they were done by Tonka, right? And then Hasbro at some point acquired Tonka. So that means that they're, you know, they acquired all the properties. So
and since then they haven't produced anything.
So even though in, I guess in Japan, the GoBots are still owned by Namco Bandai, which is not Takara. So, I'm wondering if Hasbro is going to try and bring any of these over to the United States.
That would be kind of interesting. I have to say though, I really like that Leader One. That kind of looks kind of cool.
Yeah.
Cause it looks very robotic in alt mode, or in robot mode, but the jet mode, the alt mode looks very sleek, and I think that just doesn't. Yeah.
We're talking about GoBots, Yoshi. Deal with it.
Yep. Anyway, I think Leader One would be cool.
You have anything constructive to say, Yoshi?
You want me to put brain cells behind this? God, they don't, it's like they went too masterpiece-y, if you will. Maybe I'm just not enough of a fan of GoBots, but I don't feel like their modes are homaging them very well. I do like the jet mode for Leader One, but that's the only thing out of all of these that screams, that's kind of a fucking cool change.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's put the GoBots topic to bed, make Yoshi
Thank
happy,
you.
Move on.
Jesus.
So, for you, the listener, we haven't had any breaks in recording, but for us, it's been a couple of weeks since we recorded the last episode, and we had a lot of developments about the long-rumored Titan-class Devastator. So that Titan-class Devastator, you know, people were like, what is it? What is it going to look like? Is it going to be as big as Metroplex? You know, there's lots of rumors flying around. And finally, we had the Nuremberg Toy Fair that came up. And some images got out of the new Devastator. And at first, it was kind of this blurry image. It's like, you're not quite sure what it is. It was like a Bigfoot or a Loch Ness monster sighting. You know, you have to squint and see what it is.
It's behind a guy.
Yeah.
Nice job tying in the intro there, Charles.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I caught that.
And so it was funny just how people were so scrambling to figure out what we can see of Devastator. To the point that even the website Cybertron.com offered a bounty for clear pictures of Combiner Wars Devastator. They offered a $50 bounty for clear high-res photos of Combiner Wars Devastator. And, you know, they were like, just someone get us a picture. What kills me about this is that we're literally like a week away from Toy Fair. So when this episode actually goes up, Toy Fair will already be over, so they've probably got lots of pictures of Devastator out by the time this episode comes up. But it's just funny to me that people are so jonesing for any news of Devastator that, you know, you just have to wait a couple of weeks, and Hasbro's going to give you all the news you want. But they're like, no, we need it now. We're willing to pay money now for just a picture. I just thought that was funny. And anyway, we got a picture. So finally, someone did get a clear picture of the Devastator in its combined mode. So we don't have a picture of the individual Constructicons, but you can pretty clearly see that the new Devastator is a reasonably faithful homage to the G1 Devastator. Yoshi, does this Devastator meet your approval now that you've seen it?
It does. But I think I've been reading too much again
Okay.
Like, I've heard that individually.
Most people would say reading is good, but okay.
Right. But I've read what I've been reading, and it's all rumors, and it's not to be taken. By the time, like you said, this podcast, I'll be proven and vindicated or exiled or whatever. But what I've been reading on the intertubes is that individually, the bots suck. Like, their combined mode is where the money is at, and individually, you wouldn't buy them for their individualness.
Yeah, I mean, I have heard that as well, that they say the individual bots have simpler transformations, is what the opinion has been. So, I don't know exactly what that means. I mean, just looking at the figure, you can't really tell what the individual bots are going to look like, but I'm withholding judgment until I see everything.
I guess for me, it's like, you know, I'm more inclined now to, like, if I had to buy one, like, the reflector thing is right now really outweighing Devastator, and where it wasn't, I would say a week ago, maybe a week and a half ago.
Okay. Daryl, what are your thoughts? I mean, you had the G1 Devastator when you were a kid. Does this bring back those memories?
Well, I mean, I still have him in form of the G2 Devastator. I have that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm looking at the combined mode here, and I can see where people will say that the individual modes look very simple, and I'm personally not loving the combined mode, but then again, I have to remember that this is mass produced. It's not a Hercules. It's not a giant. The head is really small for me. I'm not liking it a whole lot. But then again, there's a good chance it's not transformed completely correct. It's from what we understood that the one that was being shown off was a handmade prototype. So there's a good chance that some of this is not great, like not great quality. So, Toy Fair is going to be a huge deal, for, you know, Devastator. It's going to be a big coming out party for him. And, I'm curious to see what, you know, some in-hand pictures look like, some real close-up pictures. Cause, wasn't it last year that we got the first pictures of the, Combiner Wars, guys?
No, that was at San Diego Comic-Con.
Oh, okay. Right. But, so I'm assuming similar kind of, you know, look and feel. But, it'll be interesting to get some better pictures of this guy. But as it stands right now, looking at this first picture, I'm not super keen on it. I'd much rather put some money into one of those two third-party guys.
All right. Yeah, for me, it looks cool. I'm still interested in it, so I want to see more, but I still think it's something I'm looking into, and I might pull the trigger for it.
Cool.
So, but yeah, I have to look at that reflector too. That's that's definitely a, you know, another tempting purchase. All right, so that was the big news with Devastator, but we also got some more rumors about more Combiner Wars figures coming, and it looks like there might be a Cyclonus, Voyager Cyclonus figure that, I guess someone took a screenshot of a Cyclonus figure in one of the Transformers apps games, and it looked to be based on the Silverbolt model, so we might get the Cyclonus that's a repaint or a remold of Silverbolt.
That's cool.
And we also are... the Protectobots have already been teased, so more rumors looking at Hotspot, one of the leader of the Protectobots. The other Protectobots, Blades, Streetwise, First Aid, and Rook, I guess replacing Groove, where I guess Groove is going to be now a Legends-class figure. Instead of one of the Combiner Wars limbs for Defensor.
Wasn't Wasn't Groove one of the pictures that was in the game?
That was in the fan built bot app.
Yeah, but still, it was a motorcycle.
Yes, yeah, but I think it's gonna be a legend. It's not gonna be a weapon or a chest piece for defense, or not a limb.
Gotcha.
So that was at least according to the image, because it showed like chest and weapon.
Yes, that's true.
And it showed Hotspot and Groove for that.
Right.
Additionally, there's apparently going to be a white Optimus Prime redeco, and they're naming it Optimus Maximus, which, okay. I mean, we just talked about, you know, typically white Optimus Primes get identified as Ultra Magnus, but looks like that's not happening here. Another rumor is that they're going to do a Masquerade homage, taking the Stunticons and repainting them as four Autobots. So as Sunstreaker, Ironhide, Prowl, and Mirage.
Yeah, I remember we got kind of this rumor a long time ago, didn't we?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I think people were as soon as they saw that Optimus Prime was a remold of Menace or of Motormaster, people were speculating that the Stunticons could be remolded into Autobots.
Yeah, cool.
So, but it looks like we're getting at least a little bit more confirmation now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we talked about before. We did talk about Rodimus. He's going to be a remold of Blackjack as a Legends figure. And we're also getting a Skywarp, so completing the Legends Seekers. We already have Starscream and Thundercracker, now we're getting a Skywarp. We're getting a Warpath as a Legends figure as well. And then there's another one, Viper. I don't know what Viper is.
It's a snake.
Yes, they're
just letting you know.
Yeah, thank you, Daryl.
No problem.
helping me with vocabulary. I appreciate that.
Always here for you, buddy.
Yeah, so that's so those are more Legends class figures that are coming down the pike. So we don't have any pictures of anything yet, but I imagine some of these will be shown at Toy Fair. Maybe we'll get more pictures of the Protectobots at Toy Fair. So that's all the rumors. Yoshi, you've been quiet. Any thoughts on these? Anything doing anything for you?
You know, well, not so much. Maybe the Cyclonus is doing something for me. You know, I keep thinking if I'm lucky enough, if Juno gets, you know, the fucking oh Christ, I can't remember their names. Bombshell and the plane.
Insecticons.
No. Bombshell's an Insecticon, yes, but he's being sold separately.
Power Glide. Bombshell and Power Glide.
Yeah. I kind of think I'd buy those guys if I saw them.
Legends class and, guys?
Yeah. And I'm still hoping, you know, that I'll walk into the store and there'll be an RC waiting for me. But, you know, everything on our shelves here in town and in our two stores are all movie related for the most part.
Yeah. I mean, RC didn't get good distribution. I think since her and Chromia were in the last wave of 2014,
yeah,
they kind of got pushed. It looks like they got pushed aside by the Combiner Wars figures.
That's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. But yeah.
Like, you know, the barges that supply our stores are, you know, oftentimes a month behind. So
yeah.
maybe we'll see. I don't know. It's what I have to look forward to every day. I got nothing.
You just wait and watch the boats come in?
Yeah.
Maybe that one. Ooh, maybe that one.
Well, good hunting.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, that'll wrap up all our toy talk, and we will move on to comics. All right, so the first item in comics is actually related to toys. So, Masterpiece Star Saber MP24 is, you know, that's coming out, or it might already be out, in Japan, and it's also getting an English language release in Australia through Hasbro Australia. The interesting thing is that the English bio is being based on the character from the IDW comics in More Than Meets the Eye. So if you read More Than Meets the Eye, you'll know that last year, or I guess it was 2013, Star Saber was introduced, and he was kind of a religious zealot, and he was actually a villain. This differs greatly from his original portrayal in the Japanese cartoon as just, you know, the Autobot leader who succeeded Optimus Prime, or, you know, the long line of, you know, Autobot leaders. So it's interesting that they've completely scrapped the bio that was written for the Japanese audience, and they're replacing it with the IDW comic version of the character. So
it certainly feels like 1984 all over again, where the comic book company and the toy companies are helping each other out big time.
There's definitely communication going on, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's you know, I guess now you'd call it synergy. Back then you'd call it they have to do whatever the toy company wants them to do.
You and your fancy words.
I know words.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, so I just thought that was an interesting tidbit. So if you're in Australia and you're picking up Masterpiece Star Saber, you can get out your More Than Meets the Eye comic and compare it to that. All right, next, we have a preview of Robots in Disguise, the new Robots in Disguise comic for the Free Comic Book Day. And we got a two-page preview. And this is art by Priscilla Tramontano. This is her first solo art duties on a Transformers comic. So there are, I guess we should say, spoilers. So if you don't want to be spoiled at all by seeing the preview, you shouldn't read it, because the cartoon hasn't even started coming out yet. You know, if you just take a look at the cover art, I think she's doing a pretty good job. So I'm looking forward to this one.
Oh my God, Grimlock's in this.
Well, they've been showing Grimlock for a while.
I know, it was a joke.
Oh.
You're not funny, Canada.
Sorry. I'll just edit that out. Or maybe this is funny.
My jokes are too subtle.
So, yeah, I mean, we'll have that to look forward to. That's coming in a few months on Free Comic Book Day. And maybe at some point we can get Priscilla on the show to talk about that. Just putting it out there.
I'm hoping to get one unstamped.
Don't ask Charles to hook you up.
All right. Next, we have some news that just came to us today as we're recording, that the artist Hayato Sakamoto, he's a Japanese artist, and he actually did the art for the BotCon comic for 2014, and he is doing the art for Transformers More Than Meets the Eye issue number 39, and this is coming out in March, so I guess next month, and he is doing a guest issue on that comic. So lots of people were excited about that, and some were a little upset about it, but we'll have to wait and see how it looks.
Yes, we will. It's a great point, Charles. We will have to wait. All right. Let's do that together now, shall we?
All right. Start waiting.
Just like
now.
In 30 seconds of silence right here.
Next, we have a press release on Combiner Wars. So IDW is hyping up Combiner Wars as the next big Transformers event. We'll have a link to the press release in the show notes. There are a little bit of spoilers about Combiner Wars coming up, so read that at your own risk. But it seems like they are hyping this up as the next big event for 2015. And, of course, this ties in with the toy line, with all the Combiners and the toys, so John Barber and Margaret Scott are doing the writing on those comics, and Sarah Stone and Livio Remondelli are doing the art. So I think it's a good combination of story and art, so hopefully we get a really good series out of that. Next, we also have a solo interview with Margaret Scott on the new Windblade series. So looks like Windblade is getting an ongoing series starting in March as well. So it starts off with Combiner Wars, but it will continue after that Combiner Wars event ends. So I really enjoyed Windblade last year, and the art and writing from art from Sarah Stone and writing from Margaret Scott were a good combination. So I'm looking forward to that.
That'd be good.
And lastly, we have I want to give a shout out to user Mort on the TFW 2005 boards, because he helped make a transcript of the James Roberts interview we did in episode 75. So there was a thread a couple of weeks ago on TFW talking about speculating about James Roberts was ending, if he was going to end the series prematurely. And the original poster, I guess, misquoted some of the interview to support his point that he thought that the series was ending soon. And so I actually had to go into the thread and calm him down and say, no, you're wrong. He didn't say that in the interview. A couple of people were saying they would like to have a transcript so they could refer to it in the future. So, Mort helped us out with that. Hopefully by the time this episode is up, this transcript should already be done, and we'll have a link in the show notes.
That's very cool.
That's a Herculean effort. Can I put Mort on the list?
Definitely, yes. Put him on the list. He deserves to be on the list.
No shit.
Yeah, so thank you, Mort, for helping us out with that. All right, so unfortunately this week we are recording at an earlier time. So
we're feeling lazy, people. It's late. We're tired. This thing's still got to be fucking edited. And since we've had all of zero people volunteer to help us edit, we're going to do something that's just quite frankly shocking. And we're doing it because Daryl wouldn't relent on toys. We're not reviewing a comic book this week.
Yay.
There, I said it. I took the pressure off you. You're a dick, Canada. You are a dick. It was Transformers versus G.I. Joe, in which case I'd be like, yeah, we don't really need to do it this week.
We don't need to do that. That's crazy.
No, I mean, yeah, when we're recording this, More Than Meets the Eye 37 just came out, and it was a great issue. I really enjoyed it. It's just so much details and so much references that, you know, to do it justice in a review, we got to spend a little time on it and just didn't get a chance to prepare. So we'll try and tackle that in a future episode. I'm not going to say
next week. That's how tired we are. We can't even tell you which episode. Yeah.
So look forward to that, but we'll get to that soon. All right, so that'll do it for comics, and we will move on to TV show news. And first up, this will make our friends in the UK happy, so all our UK listeners, UK Transformers fans, the new cartoon Robots in Disguise is going to premiere on March 7th, and that is confirmed in the UK. Still no word on a US or Canada release?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it'll be somewhat close to that time. That would be nice.
Yeah.
It just depends on whether or not you BitTorrent or not, I guess. Right, Daryl?
It's true.
Yeah, I mean, piracy happens. I've got my Captain Obvious hat on today. All right, next, Shout Factory. This is the DVD company that is selling a lot of Transformers-related DVDs at the moment. They did some of the Unicron trilogy. They just released that recently. They did the Transformers Animated Complete Series. I think they also re-released the G1 series and Beast Wars a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now they are launching their own free TV channel online.
That's cool.
And there's no announcement yet that they're going to have Transformers content, but the speculation is that the fact that all the Transformers content left Netflix earlier this year, that it's going to show up here. I would not complain about that, but we don't have any official word on that yet.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't complain about it because at least it'll be online. I will complain about it because why should I have to go anywhere other than Netflix?
Well, you have to work that out with all the different media companies and creators and why they don't just use Netflix and nothing else.
If Netflix wants my almighty dollar, they'll figure it out.
Well, don't they already have your almighty dollar?
Yeah.
But yeah, so we'll keep an eye out on Shout Factory and see. I'm curious. I don't know what. I guess it's going to be ad based. I mean, what, you know? How do they make money on a free TV channel online? So I guess they're going to have some kind of ad system there.
They'll just put the commercials back in.
That'd be funny.
All right, and one last little item, and probably the listeners will know what the outcome of this was, because we don't, we're actually recording this before the show airs on TV, but apparently the Mythbusters are doing a show focused on transforming vehicles, and this show aired on Saturday, February 7th, so we're actually recording the day before, so we haven't watched it yet, but by the time this episode is up, perhaps you will all have watched it, and you can tell us whether this actually dealt with Transformers. I mean, talking about turning cars, there's the episode description says they're attempting a mechanical metamorphosis of a car becoming a motorcycle and a bicycle becoming a boat. So
how is this Transformers?
I mean, I don't
Michael
know.
Michael Bay is directing this episode.
So, I mean, this showed up on TFW, but for me, I mean, there's no mention of a robot mode, so I'm wondering why they think this is related to Transformers. A lot of people in the comments, of course, thought this was actually more in line with Mask, the old 80s cartoon Mask.
Yeah.
So that's a more appropriate analogy, but I guess we'll actually have to watch the episode to see what they're doing with this. The last few episodes of Mythbusters, they have gone into like alternate media. They did video game myths. They did different movies like Indiana Jones, A-Team.
Yeah, A-Team was last week.
Yeah. So I'm wondering what this is going to be. If they actually say Transformers in the episode, that would be cool. But there was no mention of it in the episode description. So
yeah, back in the day, there used to be that like Monster Garage. Remember that show with Jesse James before he got all like, you know, retarded?
Yeah.
And I actually sent him an email telling him that, you know, the 2007 movie was coming out, and I said, it's coming out this day. I gave him like 2 years notice, and I said, this movie's coming out. Wouldn't it be cool if you did a show where you actually turned a car into a robot? Not a working robot, but just kind of had it transform and, you know, become like a standing, you know, humanoid looking robot. And I never got a response, but I was hoping that somebody would do something like that.
I mean, cool. I have seen videos online of someone built like a working, like a little model car, like a, that actually the it's a remote controlled car that also transforms into like a walking robot.
Yeah. But a real car.
Yeah. I mean, it was not to scale. It was a, you know, little RC car.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't look like that's not what we're getting in this Mythbusters episode, apparently. I don't know.
It's too hard. Adam and Jamie don't want to tackle anything too difficult.
I mean, and they're kind of stretching. Like, if the show was talking about actual myths, I mean, Transformers are not a myth. No one actually believes that there are alien robots that came to Earth and took on the form of cars and trucks. I mean,
what?
Sorry to burst your bubble, buddy.
I'm going to start my own religion. Like chicken.
Doesn't quite work that way, Yoshi. Or it's just an interesting religion, I guess.
I would join that religion. I'm not even religious.
Thank you, Internet. My number one is a Canadian.
All right, that's it for TV show news, and we will move on to our trips to the store. This is where we show off all the cool Transformers stuff we got this week. And we do this as a regular video segment on YouTube, and we'll have a link to that in the show notes. But you can also hear the audio right here.
And this has become a contest, so let us know who wins. Internally, internally with the podcast team, it has become a contest, and I have been winning, so you guys got to chime in and let us know who wins.
Daryl is throwing down the gauntlet. And, of course, we start off with our toy big guy, Daryl. So, Daryl, what? Do you have stuff to show us up this week?
Yes. Apparently, I'm a toy big guy.
Did you plunder the village this week with value?
Let's start off with comics, since we didn't really do much of that in the show, Charles.
That's on me now. Recall, huh?
Is that on me? As I recall, there was a vote. Do we let the toys go or the comics go? And you wouldn't yield.
I don't give up.
No, you don't.
So I picked up this past week Transformers Drift Empire of Stone number 3. Pretty cool. Killer cover. I love that cover. The image of the size difference is wicked. I love it. Really cool. And also, just because it's a 4-part series and I think it's really fun, Angry Birds Transformers number 3.
Nice.
It's cool. Yeah. I haven't read this one yet, but it's fun. It's one that I share with my daughter, so yeah. It's cool. Fun. And I did visit Value Village this week. I did go. Had to.
Do you hear that, Daryl? That's crying. The sound of children crying.
Yes, they cry. They cry. I picked up this guy. This is, I believe it's Revenge of the Fallen Demolisher. He's cool. He's almost complete. Not really. But yeah. He's looking okay. I like him in the construction vehicle mode more than his alt mode because it doesn't stand up where the dam, because it's just that like weird unicycle thing. I also got, this is Transformers Prime Deluxe Class Bumblebee. This is first edition Bumblebee as well. And he is complete. He is actually complete. He's got his gun lair. He only came with one. So there it is. And he's fully complete. It's pretty cool.
Cool.
This guy, I never actually had before, so I was pretty excited to find him. He's missing a couple things, just a gun and a little add-on piece, a little backpack. This is Universe Sunstreaker.
Oh,
he's pretty cool. And this is interesting because it's the same mold that they use for Sideswipe. The only difference is if you turn the legs around, like so, and you turn the arms around, blah, 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 turn the head around, and it's become Sideswipe.
Huh, cool.
So, yeah, it's really interesting. They got two uses out of the mold, but it looks completely different. So yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. I would have bought that.
Yeah, it's neat.
Children's tears are worth that figure.
Yeah, oh yeah, $3. $3 for that. And this guy I picked up, I went to Ontario Collectors Convention, and it's held at the same hotel that they host TFCon Toronto at. And I picked up a couple things, and I'm going to spread them out over a little bit. But the one thing I picked up, or one of the things I picked up, is Reveal the Shield Grapple. I remember getting this guy, or holding this guy in my hand when he was brand new in the box. And he would have been $30 here in Canada. And I remember thinking to myself, damn, that's a cool figure. It looks neat. And a guy that I knew was into Transformers, he talked me out of it. He thinks saying that this was a terrible figure. I was going to hate it. And granted, it's not the best figure, but it's Grapple. I mean, you got to have a Grapple. And so I never bought it, and I ended up not being able to find it ever again. So I came across this guy in a bag at the toy show, and the guy was asking $25 for it. I offered him $20, and he took it, and it's complete. So I was pretty happy with that. I even came with instructions as well. So yeah, pretty happy with that. I got a couple other things that I got at the show that I'll save for another day.
Wow! Whoa! You're rationing?
I am rationing. I may have gotten in trouble by my wife.
Dude, that's knucking futs.
Yes.
All right. Nice haul as always, Daryl. We're going to move on to Yoshi. Okay. Show him up, Yoshi.
Well, here's the thing. I'm worried that very likely this entire segment is going to be Daryl-centric because I received a package in the mail from Canada.
Hey!
From its single resident. I can't understand, Daryl. If you're the only person that's living up there, why you can't just put your name as the address? It's like Daryl from Canada. Of course, you live right there.
Yep.
So I have resisted the urge to open this for two reasons. One, I think it's fun to open boxes on the show, and two, I knew it was driving Daryl nuts by me not telling him this arrived, and I didn't know it was coming, so I was just keeping it to myself.
I had a tracking number on it. I knew you got it.
Yeah, I realized that because I had to sign for the fucking thing. So we're going to rip this thing, cut this thing open, and see what I got from the distant lands of Canada. It's a very large box. I'm very curious as to what you thought was worth sending me.
You're not using a blade to open that, are you?
Using what?
A blade.
You're just using a double-edged razor blade.
Oh, you shouldn't use a blade. You're gonna cut whatever's in there.
Oh, am I? As I continue to do it. really? This thing's been sitting here mocking me for days. Well, 2 days. How the fuck did you use some sort of Canadian duct tape on this shit? There we go. All right. It's kind of like Pulp Fiction. It's just shining up at me.
Here's your address.
So I got a Walmart bag.
Yep.
They have those in Canada.
The whole thing is filled with bags.
Oh. In case I didn't know who sent it, I got a Cybertronian Beast business card.
There you go.
With a very, very sexy background of all of the ways I can contact Mr. Beast.
Business in the front, party on the back.
That's right. All right, what do we got here? Ooh. TFCon Pestilence.
Nice.
I believe this is a tape, Daryl.
It is. And that should actually be your first third-party figure.
Aww. That's I want to open it right now. Do we have time for this shit or not?
You probably should save it.
All right. Moving on. I have a Creo Daryl didn't want because he opened it.
Well, see what it was. I knew you'd like it.
Orange and Nice. That's really cool. Thank you.
No problem.
So this week I got Wheelie and Pestilence. Don't be jelly. This is a big box with a but holy fuck. Really, Kinder Eggs, dude? You're awesome. Are these the Transformer ones?
Those ones, I'm about 75% sure.
Dude, that... Oh, there's more than one. Fuck. Two? Oh, dude. Nice. It's a Valentine. I love you too, brah.
Aw.
Thank you, man. Oh, I don't know if I can show this. This isn't Transformers.
Uh-oh.
Daryl, you sweetheart. God, I'm going to give you a hand job. I have been hunting for these damn things. It's the Simpsons Hot Wheels car that Homer designed.
Yep.
Homer, the Charles. Car built for Homer.
That's right.
Daryl already sent me one of those.
Yeah.
I bet you're totally jealous, Charles.
Okay, you didn't hear me.
You should be. I'm ignoring you. I got sticker treats.
Gotta get those.
Fuck yeah, I do. Thank you.
You're making a mess.
Oh, dude, more Kinder Eggs? Fucking A. These are the Transformer ones, too. Thank you. God.
I hope you should be able to get the entire set of them through the amount that I sent you.
I hope so. Tomorrow's my cheat day, too. I'm going to fucking town. More sticker treats, awesome. More Kinder Eggs, awesome. More of this Whamlart.
It's a third party Walmart.
We got a transformable robot bread.
That's a knockoff you should avoid.
I should avoid, but oh my god, I kind of want to play with it.
It's G1, man.
Dude, I go into the same stores every day, almost every day, because that's all we got here, and it's the same shit on the shelves, and I get to see something different for a change. Thank you.
Yeah.
Is this a literal G1 mold?
It's slightly smaller.
Slightly smaller?
But it's the same mold, yeah.
Really cool. I wonder if they re-engineered something to make... Anyway.
No. It's much worse.
Toy Galaxy. Via Resno Drive, Richmond Hill, Ontario. Canada. Oh, shit is in French.
Yep. That's our life.
And they avoid printing anything on the back so they don't have to do it in French.
There you go.
That's awesome, man. What else we got here? What amazing store is this that I've never heard of? Oh, respect. It's a Value Village bag for those of you who are too lazy to look at the YouTube channel.
Don't throw that away. You got to save that.
Hell yeah. I might just display that. Oh, my God.
That's from Charles.
This is from Charles?
Yeah. You're welcome.
Dude, what am I looking at? Who signed it?
That's the BotCon exclusive. Is that More Than Meets the Eye or Robots in Disguise? Which one is it?
I think that's More Than Meets the Eye.
Yeah, so that's signed by James Roberts.
Alex Milne.
Dude, thank you. That's sexy. And I like that they use two different inks, too.
It's Guido's art on the cover.
Dude, thank you very much.
Well, one I got signed at BotCon, and one Daryl got signed at TFCon.
Mm-hmm. Thank you both. That's gorgeous. Ah, okay. You can tell I'm a comic book guy. Oh, awesome. This is the other exclusive, right? The
yeah, that's the My Little Pony one for your wife.
I'm guessing. Oh. Dude. Is that on? I can't see shit.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, that is gorgeous. Dude, thank you guys very much. I don't know what the hell I did to deserve this.
Fucking nothing.
Keeping it real, Daryl. Keeping it real. Oh, sweet. Thank you. This is the Regeneration 1-100 G.I. Joe crossover cover.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Daryl was hanging on to that bad boy for me. Thank you very much. Here I was telling my wife I might get done early recording tonight. Now I'm just going to sit in here and just drool. What store is this? IECO.
That's just a recycled bag.
Oh. What do we got here? What the hell, Daryl? You sent everything.
Mm-hmm.
TFCon 2014, Ontario, Chicago.
Yep.
A guidebook. Buy this crap or you're lame. Oh, there's a comic in it. I am totally hogging trips to the store right now.
And yet it's all from me, so I kind of still
That's
win.
That's right. You win trips to the store.
Well, Charles totally hasn't gone yet.
I'm thinking that is the bottom of the barrel. Just more plastic bags. I am... Thank you. I... Whoa.
I believe I sent you 13 Kinder Eggs. If there's anyone from immigration, not immigration, customs listening, it's they are not actual Kinder Eggs. They are
By
just
plastic
eggs.
By the time this gets
eggs.
Posted, I will have eaten them, and they're going to have to crawl up my ass to pull them out. But Daryl, good God, you really do listen between the lines. I was bitching this year about not being able to get Kinder Eggs because the junkie that hooks me up, they had to switch the way they ship them, and it even though I order several cases at once, it costs more to ship it than the value of the eggs, and I just couldn't do it. And you came through, sir, and they didn't break, and I love you. I'll send you up some snow or something. Thank you very,
Perfect.
Very much.
I never get that here.
It's a little party.
Do the dance of the seven veils of plastic bags.
Fucking awesome, man. Fucking, I know it's not a transformer, but I fucking, goddamn, I've been looking all over for this thing.
That's Homer, the car built for Homer again.
Yes.
For our
yes,
listeners you, who are
for
not
our
watching.
Listeners, start watching the YouTube. Damn it. Daryl, I have to like you now.
Well, I have to say that I apologize to Yoshi for delaying so long because the majority of the stuff that went to Yoshi, I sent to Jeremy and to Charles long ago. But the delay was caused by the fact that I had sent Yoshi something just before TFCon. So I had nothing to send him, but I had this box of, you know, a couple things here and there that I brought back from TFCon. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to send him another little stinky box. I'm just going to start accumulating stuff again. So unfortunately, there was such a huge delay that, you know, I had to fill the box with other stuff, and Kinder Eggs, you know, did their thing and did a Transformers one and helped me fill the box and a couple bags here and there. I fill the box. Yeah. But yeah, so there was a bit of a delay, and Yoshi, you know, he never mentioned anything. I'm sure he probably was sitting there thinking, well, Charles got a box from Daryl. Jeremy got a box from Daryl. Where's my fucking box from Daryl? So, yeah. So it's always been in the works, but, But yeah, I definitely wanted to make sure that it got done sooner rather than later.
Well, thank you so. I'm like tearing up. These are the kids' tears that you caused coming back on me, but totally worth it.
Yeah.
And Charles, my wife's gonna love this.
Oh, that's great.
Charles pulled out all the stops with those books.
She what? He what?
Charles pulled out all the stops with those books.
Damn, like, man.
I was blown away when he sent those to me. I was like, what the fuck, man? Because he sent them all to me to get signed by Alex Milne. Yeah, no, that was just huge.
That is awesome. That is awesome. And I love this Guido sketch. I think that was the cover I picked, too, for that week.
Most likely. I think we all picked it.
Damn. Well, Daryl wins. Daryl wins life. Daryl, I give you a lot of
Charles
shit.
Charles hasn't gone yet. Charles, what do
Charles,
you got?
Go over, buddy. Go.
All right. Is it my turn?
Yep.
Okay, I do have some comics, so.
Hey!
A lot of the ones that you have, Daryl, so Angry Birds Transformers. This is the Sarah Stone cover. Did you notice that, Daryl?
I didn't, actually. I haven't, like I said, I haven't read it yet, so I haven't really pulled it out of the bag yet.
Yeah, so that's I was surprised cool. to see this is another Sarah Stone cover.
Cool.
Yeah. Also, Drift Empire of Stone. I got the same cover you did.
Nice.
And More Than Meets the Eye.
That's a sick cover.
Number 37, cover. Yeah. And I did I Was Weak. I got all three covers for More Than Meets the Eye.
He says he's going to quit, but they keep dragging him back in.
I got one for the Angry Birds and Drift, so.
Yeah.
Also, if you remember last week, I showed off that I had gotten the two Lady Autobots, Chromia and RC.
Mm-hmm.
And in that same package, when I ordered from Hasbro Toy Shop, I also picked up Mr. Wow. Brainstorm, Headmaster Voyager Brainstorm.
Wow.
And so, you know, Hasbro Toy Shop, you get free shipping when it's $50 or more. And so with the two female Autobots and Brainstorm, I had a total of $49.97.
Whatever.
So, it's like they knew you were coming.
I picked...
Nice.
...a Death's Head figure. Marvel Death's Head action figure.
And they have those in my stores here, and they don't have Death's Head, though.
Oh. Well, he's not a Transformer, but he did figure heavily in the UK Transformer stories. He was created by Simon Furman. But they put him in a Marvel book first so that Marvel would own the character. But he was really his first real appearance was in Transformers. And he is the freelance peacekeeping agent hired by Rodimus Prime to kill Shockwave. Or kill Galvatron, I forget. So there you go.
You forget? You?
Yeah, I was gonna say, that doesn't sound like you.
So, that's all I got. No big box from Daryl this week. But I think that was respectable, considering.
Very good. So. I'm curious to find out what you think of that Brainstorm figure, if you ever open it.
I feel like my little add-on gift for your...
Grimlock?
Grimlock. Like... that was the worst thing I could have picked out, because I would have assumed you would have opened the damn thing by now. It was like, you said, oh, I got Grimlock, and I was like, boom, bye.
I will open it eventually.
Okay. All right.
I just don't have time. It's like I got to make time to play with my toys.
Bring one with you to next time you Germany. Go to Germany. open it up, stuff it in the suitcase.
That's not a bad idea. All right, so that's it for trips to the store this week. Yoshi and Daryl combined to win the internet. All All right, we're back from our trips to the store, and we're going to move on to a little bit of convention news. So, Daryl, why don't you tell us about this? This deals with stuff going on in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, there's TFCon Toronto, the original TFCon, not that half-assed Chicago one they threw up last year.
The one that had twice the attendees of the original TFCon.
Well, we get it every year. It's, you know, whatever. So for 2015, they've announced their first guest.
God, you're fucking milking this, man.
And he goes by, you know, many names, but we all know him as Optimus Prime. So Mr. Peter Cullen is coming to Toronto for TFCon this year. And that is absolutely huge.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is TFCon going to be charging people like $300 to get an autograph with
TFCon? I have no doubt that they will be charging people to get autographs. But I have no idea on what the pricing will be. Last year it was $20 for Greg Berger. For Peter Cullen, I can foresee 50.
Mm-hmm.
300 seems extreme. Well,
that's what Texas Comic Con is doing.
I think, yeah, they're doing 200.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'd be, cause I mean, like, I paid 70 for Stan Lee. And I mean, I love Peter Cullen. He does a great job, but he's no Stan Lee. Come on.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can foresee $50 because you got to pay your entry fee and stuff like that. So I don't know. But I mean, it's speculation at this point. We have no idea how much they're going to charge. And honestly, I don't even think we'll know until the convention opens.
Wow. So, okay.
Yeah. But bring some extra cash for signatures and pictures, because I don't believe he takes free pictures either. So, Yeah. This guy doesn't seem to be doing much. He's got to get paid.
So here's my question, gentlemen, and unfortunately Jeremy's not here, but he can write in the comments of the show and answer this himself, because of course he's listening to the whole thing.
Of course he is.
And I was talking this over with my wife. What do we all take to get signed?
It's a good question.
I have been, if this is the con we end up going to, like, I am rattling my head, like, what the fuck do I want signed?
Well, I'm getting your wife's breasts signed. Jeez.
Good.
We're cool.
That'll
okay,
save
cool.
you some money, Yoshi.
That's yeah. like me getting two things signed at that point.
It's true. Peter, it's and like, Cullen.
Good night, wife. Good night, Peter, Cullen. Good night, twins.
That's a good question. I mean, I've looked around my shelf here, and I've talked to another guy online who got Peter Cullen's signature when he came to Australia for a convention, and he got it signed, got him to sign a G1 trailer. That seems like a very logical choice, because the trailer is a very large object that has flat area to sign on. So, but unless you have something in a box, you know, Yoshi, that might be what you have.
Yeah. And, you know, I have thought about that too. And then the fear of actually traveling with that thing sets in.
Sure. Yeah. Definitely does.
So I could buy a new one while I'm there and have it signed. That is an option.
You will be paying an extra Peter Cullen attending fee. Everything that is G1 or anything that is Optimus Prime is going to have an extra percentage added on because he's in attendance.
Well, then, not to be a complete asshole, but that's something to take into consideration. Do we actually want to go to this con now?
Yes.
Anyways, I was what do you think, Charles? What should I get signed? What should you get signed? What should we all
well,
get signed?
Well, I have a sealed 25th anniversary Optimus Prime
yeah,
reissue.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, that's
so
right.
That would definitely be at the top of my list to get signed.
Yeah.
My wife said, don't have him sign anything. Have him leave your voicemail message.
Mm.
That's a good idea.
It's a good idea, but it's fleeting, you know. At some point, that will get erased one way or another.
It's true.
Or beg him to come on Transmissions and get him to say, "This is Optimus Prime, and you're listening to Transmissions podcast."
Yeah,
but it'll most likely be a comic book. But I'd be curious where our listeners think we should get signed.
Yeah,
if this is the con we go to, I know we've been talking a lot off the air. And we're trying to make it all work, but if this is the one we go to, I'd be curious as to what we get signed.
Yeah, so that's the question that I would post out to the listeners. You have one thing to get signed by Peter Cullen out of your own collection. What is it?
Good question.
Yeah.
All right, let us know. Put your answer in the comments, and we may just read them in the next show.
It's a good way to get on my list.
True. And we're genuinely curious, too. We want to know.
Yeah. All right. So that's some really exciting convention news. Maybe the Transmissions crew will all be going up to TFCon Toronto this year. Definitely Daryl will be there. We know that.
I'll be there.
But the other three of us might try and make that trip.
There's an idea. We pay Daryl to get signatures for all of us, and then we just all still go to Chicago.
You have to send all your shit to me. Can you really trust me?
Yeah, I can.
I don't value this podcast that much. You are sending me valuable toys.
There's like, look at this G1 Optimus Prime I got. I got it signed by Peter Cullen.
It's going right on my Yoshi. You got broken. I can't send you back a broken toy.
No.
The box burned. There's nothing left, dude. It's gone. Yeah.
Somebody wrote on it.
All right. So we'll move on to feedback. All right. So we've got a couple of episodes to go through. Let's see. Starting with episode 87. This is where we discussed the first rumors we had of the Titan-class Devastator, and we had some rumor that the price point was around $150. And both Karuba and RD Blade are on board for a Devastator at that price point. So I wonder if they're still interested in it now that we have some pictures of it. But I think that's probably reasonable. That's around the range that Metroplex was, I guess, before any deals that you were able to get with different stores. But I guess we'll see. Probably by the time this episode goes up, we've already got some more information from Toy Fair. So you guys can tell us. Next, also Dinobot Maximize asks if we can do two shows a week so that we can cover lots more toys and comics. And I just have to say,
no. You fucking nuts.
We'll all quit our jobs and just do podcasting. I mean, for nothing. Be fine. It would be, but it's not financially responsible.
You just like saying you have a job, don't you?
Yeah. I'm a big boy now.
That's right. Tidy whitey's for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we definitely enjoy talking and we enjoy putting out the show. It's just, it's the not editing. Feasible. Yeah, it's not. I mean, we have actually in the last couple of weeks, we've been able to get a couple bonus episodes out, but doing two full shows just makes me cringe. But of course, Dinobot Maximize said he was just asking. He wasn't demanding it, so. We appreciate that you want to hear
you
more of
us. You can demand
us.
It, buddy. It doesn't change anything.
All right, let's move on to episode 88. And this was where we had the Audio Nights Theater on for a whole episode. And our good friend Dulmir Gridwork, he was a little conflicted because he wanted a regular episode, but we focused on the entire show on the interview with the Audio Nights Theater guys. So yeah, I mean, that's kind of a trade-off we have to make. We've actually been doing that for a while though. I mean, I think we started early last year. We realized that if we tried to do an interview and a regular show together, it would just turn into like a 4 or 5 hour podcast. I think we kind of proved that with the first time we had John Paul Bove on.
I can hear some of our fans out there going, and what's wrong with 4 or 5 hours?
Yeah, I think our podcast is already pretty long. I mean, I don't think we'd get people listening to a whole 5 hour show. So we got to break it up. And so that's why we, you know, when we have a guest on that we're interviewing and we want to dig into their Transformer background and what they're doing in Transformers, we try to dedicate a whole show just to them. And then, if we can, we try to get another show out that week, but sometimes that doesn't happen. And that didn't happen. So, but, you know, we move on and we got another episode out the next week. So things keep going on. Next, Dinobot Maximize really wants Yoshi in that transceivers chat that they do every week. So,
yes, he does.
Dinobot puts out the call every week for their Skype chat. And I think all of us have gone on except for Yoshi. So they're trying to collect their chase card.
They want their chase card.
He's the rare.
You know, I've been tweeting the guy and I keep saying, you know, we talk about chatting with you transceivers every week before we start recording the show. And it's just time, money, lives, all kinds of shit get in the way.
Yep. Keep trying, Dinobot. You'll get them soon.
Eventually, I will submit to your begging.
All right. And also, we got another listener for the Audio Nights Theater show. So our listener, Karuba, he stopped the podcast while he was listening to the interview, went to listen to the Audio Nights Theater, and then came back to finish the podcast. So,
cool.
Hope that's it was all worth it for that one additional listener. All right. Moving on to our next episode, we put out episode 89, and this was where we had Dave from the Audio Nights Theater on to join us for our regular episode. And Karuba, again, our listener he's been listening since the first episode. I have to remember that because that's it's a rare thing that we have one of our old school first episode listeners. And he was not a fan of your Boobicus idea, Daryl.
No?
No, he was the one actually who previously suggested
an
all-female combiner team, but he just didn't like your name.
Yes.
So.
Yes, I was unfortunately totally serious about Boobicus.
Well, maybe if you thought of a different name that was better, like, you know, Jugatron or
Chesticles Prime. No, it was a terrible name. It was just a joke.
Yeah.
I laughed.
But he says, he also says chest missiles are more of a Gundam thing.
This person really did take that literally. And that's, we joke, kids. We joke.
Artie Blade also just chimed in about the female bot design because he actually did one of the designs for the Audio Nights Theater guy. So the Audio Nights Theater, they're on their website, I think we mentioned in the episode that they are building their own set of female combiner bots, and Artie Blade did one of the designs, and he called it Cadmia. Which looked very similar to Chromia, I could say. And one thing is that he did notice that they forgot to credit him on the Audio Nights Theater page. But I saw that and I tweeted it to the guys and hopefully they have corrected it by now.
We know the truth. That's what's important.
No, we got to give Artie Blade his due. He is one of our dedicated listeners, so make sure he gets a mention. And again, with the giant robots with chest missiles, dual-mirrored gridwork and RD Blade both mentioned Transor Z, and he is also known in Japan as Mazinga Z.
Damn right, Mazingas.
So I vaguely remember Transor Z watching that cartoon as a kid. Do you guys remember that cartoon?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. You're in another generation than we are, remember?
All right. Artie Blade again has another comment, and he is singing the praises of Christian Brock's Shapeways class. So he said the class was really good, and he actually built an add-on piece for his figure to make it look like a Transor Z, which is what made him think of that. And he said Christian Brock is a great teacher. So if he offers a class again, if you're interested in 3D modeling for making toys, you should jump on that class. So endorsement on Christian Brock. And Artie Blade was the winner of our contest to get a free spot in Christian's class. So I'm sure he is very happy that he won that spot.
Yeah, I was in the same class there, and Christian is a fantastic teacher. Yeah, very, cool. very detail-orientated.
Nice. So are we going to see an example of your figure, too, at some point in the future trips to the store?
Sometime. Okay. Working it out.
All right. And continuing the female combiner discussion, Rob Pearson is not too enthusiastic about it. He thinks it'll be okay, but he's concerned that it'll be just kind of the standard slim and slender female body type and not enough diversity. I would say that, I mean, you can definitely have, you know, if you want heftier female bots, that's fine. I mean, we've already had that in the fiction in Beast Machines. We had Stryka, who was a tank. And even in the most recent Robots in Disguise cartoon, we have the new, strong arm female Autobot. And she's a bit more blockier than the standard, thin female type. So I think there's room for that. And also, Rob has a question for you, Daryl. Hmm. He's a fellow Canadian.
Yeah.
So he's asking you, how is the tanking of the Canadian dollar affecting, or how will it affect your near future purchases? And he says, as a collector and vendor, it's pretty much killed the local market for resale, especially third-party items. And now you really have to think twice about just ordering anything and everything that looks good.
Yeah, it's true. I know that my current pre-order list is sitting with one thing in it. No, it's three. I've got the those toy fans toys things in there too, but they're not for a little while. So I have been, you know, thinking a little bit more about it. The Canadian dollar, it's down to about 25% off of what the US dollar is. So it's about, it's, I don't know, 75 cents on the dollar or whatever. So it's not great right now. So instead of, you know, maybe looking at BBTS, I'm going to look, you know, at Robot Kingdom. You know, if I'm going to pay a lot for shipping or something like that, I might as well, you know, save a little bit extra on the figure itself to start. It is a bit of a thing, you know. It's not like I ever could go out and buy everything I ever wanted. It was, for the last couple of weeks, it's definitely seemed like I just bought whatever I wanted to, but, those definitely took a little bit more of a punch in my, you know, wallet than I had expected. But it's a little bit more. You got to think a bit about it. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe order from Canadian sites. I know we've got ages 3 and up and automation toys as well. So, yeah. Also, I can look on eBay and just shop from, Canadian sellers as well. So I don't have to worry about paying, that kind of exchange.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's some advice for all the Canadian listeners out there.
I think if you're Canadian, you pretty much know what to do. The dollar is never really worth a dollar here.
Yeah.
It is called the loonie.
It's crazy, man. That shit's crazy.
Also, Rob did comment on the pictures of the new Devastator, but he thinks it's a little bit too big. He doesn't think Devastator needs to be the size of Metroplex. And I'm curious about that, too, because I'm wondering why they didn't make the Devastator on the same scale as the other Combiner Wars figures.
Hmm.
I don't know. All right, so next we have Dinobot Maximize, and he asks about whether he should get some Masterpiece knockoffs from the TF Direct site. So I know we all jumped on the Masterpiece Ratbat knockoff that TF Direct was selling.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everyone was relatively happy. I was happy after, 2 months after it, after I ordered it.
Once it showed.
I think that was a special case because that was the one Masterpiece figure that you would have had to buy a whole nother redundant yes. figure to get.
Yeah.
But in general, Dinobot Maximize is asking whether he should look at Masterpiece knockoffs because they're cheaper. Would they have the same quality and, would he be able to complete his collection? And Rob Pearson already answered him in the comments and said that he Rob is a reseller, a vendor, so he has a particular perspective on this. But he basically says you should avoid knockoffs, and he would suggest if money is tight that you get one of the Datsun cars and a Wheeljack, and you don't have to get all the Datsun cars because they're pretty much all repaints of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And he is also suggesting, trying to scout out the Toys R Us Masterpiece releases from Hasbro when they're on sale, because those will be cheaper than getting the Japanese imports usually.
Yeah. I don't know what it's like for you guys in the States, but the Toys R Us's in my area, they still have Prowls. They're shell forming. They're not selling out.
Yeah. My Toys R Us had Prowl for a long time, mm-hmm. but the price never went down.
Oh.
So
I think they went on sale here recently, so they may be gone. I haven't been in the store for a couple weeks, so.
Now I've got, I think we still have Sunstorm here. That's shelf warming.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
And we still have Year of the Horse, Starscream.
Yeah.
The Energon Starscream. That's still hanging around.
Yeah, we have
around.
That too. Yeah, that's going to hang around for a long time.
Yeah.
They're going to have to give that away.
So. Also, Dinobot asks if we can do a show with Matthew Ignash and Proto Man guesting on the show together.
Well, he's had both of those guys in on his hangouts.
Yeah.
Dinobot just host a hangout and have both of them on.
I think it's not official, though. It has to be official Transmissions
I guess.
Episode. We'll see. I mean, that's guests are always in flux, so.
Yeah. Never say never.
Yeah. But we're trying to get some new people on who we haven't had before and talk to lots of different people, so.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure we'll come back around to our old favorites. We haven't heard from Matthew in a little while. The last few episodes. I guess we've been saying everything perfectly because Matthew hasn't corrected anything.
That's right.
Jesus, man, you just laid a trap. It's nice knowing you, Daryl.
Yeah, I know, right?
And lastly, on episode 89, RD Blade shares Jeremy's love of Voltron. So you can suck it, Yoshi.
Unfortunate.
What's your problem with Voltron, Yoshi? I love Voltron,
you know what?
Too.
It has become a thing. It's not that I have anything wrong with Voltron or GoBots. I actually have some really good memories of them both. Personally, if it came down to it and I had to pick one, it would be Transformers. And it is a Transformers podcast, and it's just become a thing that I do now, and everybody expects me to lose my shit over. So I lose my shit over it.
So it's just an act.
And the whole thing is an act.
You're a phony.
That's right.
Big fat phony.
Yep. Won't even try to deny it. I'm a sellout. You're welcome.
He sold out for free.
Yeah.
Damn it, man. You really have no scruples.
Nope.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for writing in. We got through a lot of feedback because we had a few episodes in the pipeline. So I'm sure we'll get some more responses after this episode goes up. So keep sending them in. And I think that will do it for this episode of Transmissions. So, as always, you can give us feedback on our website. Also, contact us on social media. We would really appreciate it if you left us reviews on iTunes and Stitcher. Give us some positive reviews. That always helps the show get some more visibility. We are now accepting donations to the podcast on Patreon. So if you go to our website and click the support button, you can find our link on Patreon. If you go to, I guess it's patreon.com/transmissions. Pretty easy to find.
Sign our petition to bring back the Transformers cartoon in comic book form through IDW, and we'll have some really cool people draw it and write it and give me a reason to buy comics again.
Yes.
It's all about me.
Please sign our petition. Help us out.
Please, please, please.
We would really appreciate getting people behind that, and hopefully IDW will listen.
We'll stop talking and begging as soon as IDW does it. Charles is like, fuck. You already just spam our Twitter account with this shit. Can't we just like go? No, we can't, Charles.
Well, we got a few good retweets when you tweeted that out.
We did, and I appreciate all of them.
So we just need some more signatures.
Yes. If you're not signing it, you're not American.
Non-Americans can sign it too, so please.
That's right.
Do.
You'd be more American than some non-Americans not signing the damn thing.
All right, so I think that'll do it, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for picking up our transmission. Give us feedback on our website at www.transmissionspodcast.com, where you can find all of our contact info on social media and links to all of our show notes discussed in each episode. You can also email us directly at feedback@transmissionspodcast.com.